Tayson Radio brings you Scarsdale, a radio play written by Kate Catcher, directed by Joe Dominguez, and stars Pamela Batten-Sachs and Michael Kimball. Michael Kimball was also responsible for sound design. This is Mike Coppinger, your narrator and announcer. The time is the near present. The place is outside of New York City. A nicely dressed woman sits alone in a commuter train, gazing out the window. Two empty seats face her, scattered with newspaper sections. The train pulls into a station.
This station is White Plains. The doors will open on both sides. Please watch your step getting off the train.
A man in a suit and tie enters the train and sits catty-corner to her. He picks up a newspaper section, and then another, but they're not the section he's looking for. He notices the woman is sitting on one.
Excuse me. Are you done reading that?
She pulls the newspaper out from beneath her, glances at it, and returns it to its place, beneath her bottom.
No.
She returns her gaze to the passing scenery.
I see.
The next stop will be Hartsdale. Hartsdale, next stop.
Is that the editorial section?
How would I know?
Well, you're sitting on it.
Your point?
Never mind.
It's the crossword.
Ah, then the editorials are on the other side.
You know this?
It's the Times. Same format in every paper. Well, the weekday paper. Are you doing the crossword?
Do I look like I'm doing the crossword?
Well, no. Are you planning to do the crossword?
Do you want to do the crossword?
No. I wanted to read the editorials, but never mind. Look, may I buy it from you?
What?
The paper. May I reimburse you for it?
No, you may not.
I did.
What did you say?
Nothing. Sorry.
It's not mine.
What?
The paper. It isn't mine. I didn't buy it. It was here when I boarded. Ergo, you cannot reimburse me for it.
I see. Well, in that case, look, you're obviously not reading it.
How do you know?
Pardon?
How do you know I'm not reading it?
Well, unless you've got eyes in your ass.
Maybe I do. Maybe I have eyes in the back of my head. Maybe I have eyes everywhere. Maybe I'd like just sitting on a newspaper. And when I get off the train in Scarsdale, you can have the goddamn editorial section.
I see.
Oh, here's your goddamn paper.
Thank you.
This station is Hartsdale. Please watch your step getting off the train.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
I have absolutely no idea. Well, I've upset you, obviously.
I think we can safely say that ship sailed before you boarded.
Sorry, folks. We have been asked to hold here for a minute or two due to a stalled train ahead of us.
Oh, God!
We'll get you moving just as soon as possible.
Are you all right?
Read your paper.
Yeah, it's not so interesting anymore.
Oh, but the crazy lady with the bad attitude is?
What's in Scarsdale?
The courthouse.
What?
The courthouse.
Oh. Something serious? You didn't kill anyone, did you?
Of course not.
No jail sentence pending?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I hope not crying over a traffic ticket.
We're finalizing our divorce. Not that it's any of your business.
I'm sorry.
Once again, what are you sorry for? Are you another jackass in a fancy suit? Have you screwed over anyone lately?
Me? No.
36 years of marriage, and he decides to have a child with his yoga instructor, Courtney. He took Downward Dog to a whole new level. And you know what he said? He said, I'm sorry.
Wow.
My son's in India, my daughter's in California, and I'm, oh God, and I'm taking it out on a total stranger. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Well, sometimes it's easier to take it out on a stranger.
Isn't that what therapists are for?
I could charge you for the hour, if you'd like.
The whole hour? I'm getting off in Scarsdale. Do you prorate?
Sorry. No, we're a mercenary lot.
Oh, God, you're an actual therapist?
No, not really. But I'm a good listener.
Please, I've embarrassed myself enough already.
There wasn't anyone else you could bring with you today.
I don't want to burden anyone. It's so humiliating, my sordid little tale.
Well, I hope you're at least taking him to the cleaners.
Thank you. I should, shouldn't I? God knows I've earned it. It all feels rather disgusting, though, being dependent on that. I do work, you know. I'm in real estate, a broker.
Well, that's good.
It's not enough. It's been more of a hobby than a livelihood. I guess I'll have to change that.
You know, I was thinking of listing my condo.
Where?
Rye Brook.
Oh.
Do you have a business card?
Yes, here it is.
She gives him her card.
I'll call you.
Great. Yes, I can set up a site inspection, get it listed. Your wife?
No wife, just me.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Are you a serial killer?
What? No.
Because I just gave you my contact info, and I'm thinking...
No, here, take it back. Take mine instead.
He rifles through his wallet.
No, I'm serious. I hate that condo. It was my wife's.
I thought you said there was no wife.
There isn't. There was. But...
But?
Oh, we just wanted different things. Boy, this is getting awfully personal.
Where is she now?
Last I heard, she was scuba diving. In the Great Blue Hole, off Belize.
Now it's my turn. Wow. So you're actually just nice?
Just trying to make up a little for all the douchebags in the world.
So you want to come to court with me? Pretend you're my boyfriend? Show him I'm not a dried up old prune?
I wish I could. I have a meeting.
I was joking.
Sorry for the delay, folks. Scarsdale, next stop.
Look, I'll be returning on the 3:15 out of Grand Central. I don't know what time it gets to Scarsdale, but... If you're still in town, maybe you'd like to get a drink, talk.
You sure you're not a serial killer?
Not that I know of.
Handing her his business card.
No, Google me. It's all there. I'll step off the train. If you're on the platform, great.
Oh, look at me. Haven't even signed the papers and I'm picking up some guy on a train.
Life goes on.
It does.
Next stop, Scarsdale.
Oh, well, that's me.
Next stop.
She gets up, straightens her suit, and picks up her purse. He extends the newspaper.
Here, take this. Do the crossword. It'll take your mind off things if you have to wait.
No, you keep it. There's a good op-ed about the financial crisis.
Oh, you read it?
As I said, I have eyes everywhere.
Scarsdale, please watch your step as you get off the train.
Well, bye.
A glance at his business card.
Joseph.
Joe. Good luck.
She exits the train. He settles back in his seat. The woman stands there a moment, looks at the card, considers tossing it in a trash can or ashtray, reconsiders, and puts it in her pocket. She exits.